Welcome to the Let's Nudge podcast. Today we will be discussing all the things regarding the app development, from idea to launch and everything in between. I'm your host Payal, and today we are talking about in-app purchases and subscription-based apps, the secret sauce to making money while you sleep.
Hey Swapnil, hey Ishita.
Hi Vishwa, hi Swapnil.
Hey guys.
Today we have three team members with us, Swapnil, Vishwa and Ishita, who have a lot of experience working on apps with in-app purchases and subscriptions. They know how to turn a free app into a money-making machine. So let's start with Swapnil.
Yeah, sure. In-app purchases are a great way for app developers to monetize their apps and earn revenue. They allow users to purchase additional content or features within the app, such as virtual currency, premium content or additional levels. Imagine getting money for something that people would have completed for free. Vishwa, can you add more to it?
Yeah, sure. Whatever you said is right, Swapnil. In-app purchases are a popular monetization strategy for mobile games, where users can buy in-game currency or items to enhance their gaming experience. But they can also be used in other types of apps, such as productivity or dating apps. In fact, according to a recent report, in-app purchases account for 72% of total revenue generated by mobile apps.
Okay. I would like to add more into it. Another way to monetize apps is through subscription. Subscription-based apps give users access to exclusive content or feature for recurring fee, such as monthly or annual subscription. This is a popular monetization strategy for apps that offer ongoing services, such as streaming services or news apps. In fact, according to a report by a Sensor Tower, subscription-based apps have seen a 40% YoY increase in revenue in the last few years.
That's really interesting. Can you guys give some examples of the apps that have been successful with in-app purchases and subscriptions?
Yeah, there are many examples.
Sure. A popular example of an app that uses in-app purchases is Candy Crush. Users can purchase additional lives or power-ups to progress through the levels. Another example is dating app Tinder, where users can purchase additional features such as the ability to see who liked their profile. Just imagine not having to guess who liked you back and instead knowing for sure. Talk about a game changer.
Yeah, indeed a game changer. And in terms of subscription apps, Spotify and Netflix are great examples. These streaming services offer users access to a wide range of music and TV shows for a monthly or annual fee. And let's be real, who doesn't love a good binge-watching session on a lazy Sunday, right Ishita?
Yeah, right. Another example is a news app like the New York Times, which offers a subscription services for access to exclusive content and features. Imagine having the inside scoop on all the news before anyone else. It's like being a modern-day version of Nancy Drew.
That's really helpful. Thank you guys for explaining us so much in detail. I am very much curious to ask you the next question. Are there any best practices or tips for implementing in-app purchases and subscriptions in app?
Yeah, one important thing to keep in mind is to make sure your in-app purchases and subscriptions are clearly labeled and easy to find. Users should be able to understand what they are buying and how much it costs. You know, no one likes hidden cost.
Yeah, actually, it's also important to ensure that your in-app purchases and subscription are fair and transparent. This means being upfront about the cost, terms and condition of the purchase or the subscription. We don't want any angry customers showing up at our office with pitchforks.
And testing is important too. Make sure to test your app in-app purchases and subscription to ensure that they are working as intended before launch. Nothing is embarrassing than having glitch in your money-making machine.
Great advice. Thanks, team. And before we wrap up, let's have a quick look at some of the interesting stats. According to the research report by App Annie in 2020, the top grossing apps globally were all the games that heavily relied on in-app purchases. And in the terms of subscriptions, the App Store saw a 60% YoY growth in subscription-based apps in 2020 alone. So, well, there you have it, listeners. In-app purchases and subscription are the way to go if you want to monetize your app. Thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time.